Unit 6, page 60, exercise 2. A.
Hiro opened the car door and stepped into the parking lot. Feeling his parents' eyes still on him, he made sure to maintain a confident swagger in his walk to the entrance of the counseling center. But once inside the building, he leaned against the wall and struggled to breathe. He contemplated the challenge ahead of him. An hour, 60 minutes, 3,600 excruciating seconds of people talking about their feelings, their fears, their dreams. How ironic that group therapy should be Dr. Furuya's suggested cure for his problems, when the one thing he wanted to steer clear of was people. Would it feel different, knowing they were all hikikomori like himself? There were more than a million in Japan now, yesterday's newspaper had said. It seemed to be spreading like a disease. Maybe it was a disease. The years of loneliness, refusing to leave his bedroom, certainly felt like a physical pain, like a rock pressing down on him, squeezing the air from his lungs. Some girls passed him on their way out, giggling. "What a loser," he heard through the swinging door. Memories flooded back of his last months in school all those years ago. His heart started to race. He was obviously as much of a laughingstock as ever. Humiliating moments like this were good, he thought. A reminder of how right he had been to drop out of school and go into his shell. There was safety in solitude. It was just that he had failed to think through the consequences. Losing touch with his friends had been the mistake. Their conversation had revolved around things that he was no longer a part of. He had drifted out of the picture and felt like a misfit. But looking back, he should have tried harder. Every month he spent without social interaction made attempts to restart his social life more terrifying. Little steps, Dr. Furuya was always saying. He decided not to think about a whole hour in that room. Just opening the door and walking in, that was all he had to do. He took a deep breath and a step forward. A step towards society. A step towards hope.
B.
A Year on the Wild Side. Abby Garcia. Week 51. November 11th. Only a week left of my year-long wilderness survival challenge. Thanks to everyone who has sponsored and supported me along the way. I probably wouldn't have made it this far without you. Now that the end is in sight, I thought I'd put together a list of things I wish I'd known before I decided to go it alone. Five things about wilderness living I wish someone had told me. 1. Survival skills need a lot of practice. If you can't light a fire in your own backyard, you definitely won't be able to light one on a wind and rain battered hillside. I learned this the hard way, but you don't have to. Just make sure you read books. I love Ray Meir's Outdoor Survival Handbook. Watch how-to videos. The Ultimate Survival Tips series is good. Take courses. I can recommend Survival School if you're in their area. Go for short practice trips before the big one. 2. You should research your area carefully. After a course on identifying edible plants, I felt really confident about the fruit and vegetables I'd include in my diet. But then I arrived here and realised that none of the plants I'd learned about grow at this altitude. Do yourself a favour and find out as much as you can about the area you'll be living in before you set out. 3. There'll be blood. It'll be almost impossible to get enough protein in your diet if you don't eat meat, and catching and preparing it can be a messy business. If you're a committed vegetarian, this challenge isn't for you. 4. You won't miss people, and you will. After a couple of weeks of adjustment, I got pretty used to having the squirrels for company. Oh, and your good selves on the internet, of course. I wanted to get some peace and quiet, and that's what I got. It's been an amazing experience, just to get away from it all. And I think that having the time to be alone with my thoughts has made me more creative. But I have to admit, I'm super excited by the thought of seeing my friends and family again. Along with all the survival skills I've learned, this year has taught me that humans are a social species. Everyone needs some human interaction from time to time. 5. It'll all be worth it. There'll be ups and downs, and at times you'll have no idea why you ever thought it was a good idea. But you'll come away with a newfound resilience and a ton of unforgettable memories. Just do it.